Did you hear our good news? Smash Boombast, Forever Ago, and Charm Words were all nominated for Webby Awards, and we need your help to win. You can vote for us at brainson.org/vote. Thank you so much.
This is Akirio from Brains On, where we're serious about being curious.
Brains On is supported in part by a grant from the National Science Foundation.
You're listening to Brains On from American Public Media. I'm Molly Bloom. Being left-handed or right-handed can definitely affect the way we experience life. Have you ever picked up a pair of scissors that just felt wrong in your hand? Usually that mismatch is just a minor nuisance, but sometimes sightedness can change the future of an entire species. That's what our next piece is about. The Natural History Museum in Los Angeles recently acquired a rare creature after asking people to post photos on the iNaturalist app, which is used for identifying animals and plants by scientists and citizens alike. High school senior Alex Bairstow from Carlsbad, California, posted a very odd European garden snail. This kind of snail is usually dextral, meaning its shell is coiled up on the right side of its body, but this particular snail was different. Its shell coiled to the left. Now, this isn't like having curly hair versus straight hair. The side these shells coil toward dictates the direction of the snail's reproductive organs. So this snail won't be able to reproduce unless it finds another left-handed or left-shelled mate. To learn more, we have reporter Chris Greenspan on the line at the Natural History Museum in Los Angeles. Chris, tell us about this snail.
Okay, well, its name is Sandy the Sinistral Snail, and...
Wait, did you say Sandy the Sinister Snail? Like, an evil snail?
No, actually, I said sinistral, which means left-sided. Sandy's not exactly evil.
Yes, I am!
You gave it a microphone?
It just sort of took one. Look, researchers are trying to help Sandy, but this snail doesn't seem to have any interest in finding a mate.
Forget it. The world ain't bad enough for two sinistral Sandys.
Okay. Well, if scientists are looking for a second sinistral snail, it might help knowing how Sandy was found.
Oh, okay. That I do know. Here, listen. This is the guy who first spotted Sandy.
Hi, my name is Alex Bairstow. I'm a senior at Escondido Adventist Academy, and I found Sandy the sinistral snail. So I was at school before it started, and a friend and I went out just to look for snails and whatever other creatures we could find. And we were on a ditch behind the football field, and I just kind of noticed it out of the corner of my eye of like a garden snail that looked different, and I reached down and picked it up and saw that it was sinistral.
True story. He kept me in his locker all day. Then he took me home. Put me in a terrarium. Fed me cucumbers. All in all, not a bad guy.
Then he posted a picture of Sandy on that iNaturalist app that we mentioned?
Correct. The museum has a photo project on the app called SLIME, which stands for Snails and Slugs Living in Metropolitan Environments.
Cute.
The object is to get people to help them find out where different snails live in Southern California so they can see what types of environments they do well in, where they might be beneficial, where they might be pests.
You're a pest.
So, since the museum hasn't ever seen a living sinistral of this species, Alex brought it in for them to keep in their collection.
Hmm. Did you find out why Sandy's shell coils to the left instead of the right?
Oh, yeah. I interviewed the researcher who started the slime project, Jan Vendetti. She's a malacologist, which means she studies things like clams and snails. Jan says it's because Sandy is a mutant.
All of us have mutations, right? Every single individual human has mutations that are different from his or her parents. So we sometimes get mutations just because our DNA is slightly different.
If Sandy found a mate, we could learn more about this mutation.
Well, what's it to you, no-shell? Why do you care if I ever find a mateless mutant?
It's nothing to me. But over time, you could help teach the whole world about genetics. Listen.
There's handedness, right, or body asymmetries that occur even in us, right? So our heart is not symmetrical, right? Certain body organs are on one side versus another. And there are human mutations where your internal body organs might be mirror image of what is considered normal. So there's a lot of interesting human applications to understanding why chirality or coiling or left-handedness or right-handedness happens. But nonetheless, it's an interesting phenomenon that is important in gastropods or snails because certain lineages of snails are all left coiling.
Wait, certain lineages? Like whole groups of sinistral snails?
Yeah. There are left-coiling sea snails, there are left-coiling tree snails. In Japan, there are left-coiling land snails with cool yellow shells.
Could Sandy partner with one of them?
Wait a second. I don't want some rando partner. What if they're not into world domination and Minecraft, like me?
Doesn't matter. They're different species, so they can't mate. Jan says they evolved separately.
For a species to evolve, there has to be reproductive isolation. The basic idea is that if you are isolated from any other group, your group of organisms is going to accumulate genetic differences that are going to make them only able or only want to mate with other individuals that look like them.
So it's pointless. I knew it.
No, it isn't, Sandy. There's still the possibility of finding more sinistral cornuaspersum for you to partner with. Maybe even right here in LA.
But Chris, if they did, would Sandy's offspring be left coiling too?
Well,
it's not quite that simple.
There's a group in Great Britain who looked at a sinistral snail from Great Britain and then two other sinistral snails from Spain. And they all mated and there were a bunch of clutches of babies that hatched. And the babies that hatched were, I believe, all right-handed coiled offspring. So why Sandy was born as a left-handed coiling snail, we don't know. And it could be that Sandy has many other siblings who are also left coiled, or there could be some other mechanism at play such that a clutch of eggs could be part left-handed coiling or part right-handed coiling, or it could be that Sandy individually had a mutation that none of Sandy's siblings had that made Sandy left-handed coiling where everybody else was right-handed coiling.
My parents could have been right-coiling dextral snails.
Okay, look, the museum doesn't know, but if you had offspring, eventually we might figure this mystery out.
Well, it's not like I know any more than you do. Sinistral Sandy was born alone in this world, and that's the way it's gonna stay.
Got anything else, Chris?
Why am I this way?
Well, it could be an advantage.
I'm listening.
Here's what Dr. Vendetti said.
Certain lineages of land snails may have evolved because individuals that were sinistral survived and weren't eaten by certain predators because those predators may have co-evolved with this prey item being around, so you eat it in a particular way. If you try to go for that individual and you recognize it's a snail, but its shell is coiling the opposite direction, you may not be able to get it. You may not be able to handle it and eat it the same way that you're used to. So you might just say like, oh, I don't know what's going on with this one and leave it alone.
So if you pass on your sinistrality, one day it could help your evil descendants cheat death.
Tempting, but how do I know it'll even get passed on?
You don't. But you should know that being different from the rest of your species actually gives you an evolutionary edge.
What do you mean? Spit it out, now!
Remember what she said about reproductive isolation? This is how new species form.
If you're left-handed versus right-handed coiling in snails, you are almost automatically reproductively isolated, right? So it could be a really quick way of creating a new species because you're not going to be able to mate back and forth with left and right individuals. So if left-handed individuals mate with each other, they're on their own evolutionary trajectory and reproductive isolation is almost instantaneously created.
So I'd have higher odds of creating my own species than a dextral snail would?
Theoretically.
And you know shells could figure out where I got my left-sidedness from?
Potentially.
Long after I'm dead, huh?
Most likely.
I'll do it. I'll find a mate.
Awesome.
What would your personal ad say?
Evil left-coiled garden snail seeks same. Must love bad puns and slime.
So, Sandy, what are your plans for your new species?
World domination! And Minecraft.
Want to help find a mate for Sandy? If you live in Southern California, you can contribute to the Natural History Museum's Slime Project. And going on right now is their Snail Blitz. They want your photos of land-living slugs or snails. You can head to our website, brainson.org, to find out how to submit your photos and help Sandy. Today's episode is part of the All Kinds of Love podcast series from Kids Listen. You can use the Kids Listen app or go to kidslisten.org to find tons of other quality shows for young listeners on this theme, like April 8th Songs and Stories. They have a song about seeing your shining self even on tough days, and a story about two sisters traveling with their wolf, which sounds awesome by the way, and the trio run into a magical creature who needs their help. But to help, they'd have to break some rules and possibly anger a giant. Find out what happens in the April 8th Songs and Stories podcast. We'll be back soon with more answers to your questions. Thanks for listening.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.